From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama told the world at the United Nations General Assembly to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. Yet, Mr. Obama also defended U.S. military strength and the U.S. campaign against Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. Now a developing story in Africa. Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard, known as the RSP, that was behind a recent coup attempt is refusing to be disarmed.
The soldiers want some guarantees regarding their safety, because there has been the transitional government said they were open an inquiry regarding the coup, and the soldiers feel they could be in danger of being prosecuted. So they have requested an amnesty before, but so far it hasn't been agreed on. So they are trying to pressure the government to give them some guarantees before being by the weapon.
That's VOA's Emily Yoob in the capital, Ouagadougou. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the situation, and civil society groups are calling for residents to protest. People are, in fact, protesting, and tensions in the city are rising.
Well, right now, I'm on the main square of the capital city, Ouagadougou, and there are some people from the civil society gathering here and just protesting and demanding the RSP to just follow the agreement. And I got told by a colleague also from VOA that there had been an ultimatum given by the army to the RSP to surrender today as soon as possible.
Before the coup, Burkina Faso was planning to hold national elections on October 11th. It is currently unclear when the polls will take place. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony honoring the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel bin Ahmed Al-Jubeir accused Iran of politically exploiting the tragedy.
If mistakes were made, we will those who made them will be held accountable, and we will make sure that we will learn from this in order to ensure that it doesn't happen again. But I want to repeat again, this is not a situation with which to play politics. I would hope that the Iranian leaders would be more sensible and more thoughtful with regards to those who perished in this tragedy and wait until we see the results of the investigation.
Iranians protested Sunday outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran for a third straight day. The Taliban has captured parts of a key northern city in Afghanistan on the eve of the first anniversary of the National Unity Government in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Local officials and insurgents say the Taliban staged a pre-dawn coordinated attack on Kunduz, and by mid-afternoon it seized control of key parts of the city near the border with Tajikistan. Afghan media quoted eyewitnesses as confirming the Taliban advances, reporting dozens of casualties among Afghan local police forces. But authorities insisted national security forces have repelled the insurgent attack and are currently engaged in operations to clear Kunduz. The Taliban assaulted Kunduz at a time when the provincial governor is visiting neighboring Tajikistan and senior security officials are also reportedly visiting Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Royal Dutch Shell said Monday it is, for the foreseeable future, halting its oil drilling operations in the Arctic waters off the coast of the U.S. state of Alaska. A company statement said an exploratory well found indications of oil and gas in the Chukchi Sea, about 240 kilometers from the town of Barrow, but not enough to continue operations. It cited high costs and the unpredictable federal regulatory environment among reasons for closing the well. An air attack on a wedding party killed at least 27 people in Yemen, mainly women and children, in southwestern Yemen. Yemeni security officials attributed the two airstrikes Monday to the Saudi-led coalition targeting the country's Houthi rebels. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.